Hey man, it's me, Pandara. I am the solo voice actress of this audio. You know, I completely forgot to add these at the beginning and stuff. Oops. I'm the solo voice actress. Everything's done by me. Everyone, like, consents in this audio. So, yeah. Bye. Even though we just ate, I'm still feeling really hungry. You know, say what you want about airplane food, but this was really good. The chicken was seasoned to perfection in my eyes, and the rice actually had salt in it. It's not often that people salt their rice for some reason, and it's quite annoying that people don't. I can't be the weird ones assaulting my rice, right? Anyways, what did you think about the dinner? Good. I'm glad. So, what have you been watching? Sorry, I got a little absorbed in this movie. I didn't see that on the list. I might give that a watch. Is it any good? Okay. Sounds good. I was watching The Exorcist again. Yeah, I just... I don't know. I like the classic old scary horror ghost movies. That took me a second to get that out. But, yeah. I don't really know what to watch next, and we still have 6 more hours of this flight. I don't know what to do to kill time. None of these movies seem very interesting. Though they do have Bullet Train, I do want to watch Bullet Train again. That was a really... really funny movie. Do you want to play some of the games, maybe? We could do the, hold on, let me check to see what games I have. Okay. They have Battleship. They have Noughts and Crosses, Snakes and Ladders, Solitaire, and a bunch of other games that I have no idea on. Lame. Do you want to do Solitaire, maybe? Good, because I have no idea how to play it. We could do Noughts and Crosses. Yeah, that is kind of boring. I might just go back to reading. How are you finding the plane ride so far, darling? That's good. Very good. I think I lost the page that I was on. Damn. I'm really upset that I didn't bring my bookmark with me. I think I was on page... Oh. Are you sure that's the one? Oh, hold on. Yeah. Chapter 18. How did you know? Very observant of you, my love. Okay, I guess I could go from here. What do you plan for doing on the rest of the journey? Are you excited for when we get off finally? Me too. As much as I like plane rides, they can feel very uncomfortable after a while, just sitting down for this long. It feels like we're the only people still awake. Well, I suppose minus the cabin crew, but Seems like everyone knocked out after eating, which I can't blame them. It was a really good meal. I like to knock out after eating too, as you may know. This feels nice. Relaxing, being on this plane ride. It's the first time I've traveled alone. Or, I mean, without my dad. Daddy was a businessman, so he always went on flights to different places for meetings. And he always brought me along. His little shadow. He sheltered me, or didn't want people to find out about me while bringing me everywhere. Didn't want me to receive spotlight because a child shouldn't have to. That was sweet. I like that. I don't like being in the spotlight. It's scary. But he sheltered me from it. While he was in the spotlight, I was his shadow. We always went on flights together, like I said, and they were peaceful, quiet, just felt the low hum of the plane, the snores of the people around us. I basked in his warmth all the time, much like how I bask in yours right now. It was comforting, being in a plane. Being next to Dad. I'd always look over to him and see him gently drift off. It was the only time it seemed like he ever slept. It was nice. Just watching him. Sometimes it got so quiet that I could hear both of our heartbeats. I'd even try to slow down or quicken my breathing so I could match our heartbeats together. I'd fall asleep like that, rest against his arm, my own arms clutched around his. It was nice. Anyway, sorry about that, I just remembered the good times before he got too busy to care about me. Oh, he'd hate you, though. He would absolutely despise you. But that thought makes me kind of happy. If I told him half of the things you've done to me, he would be fuming. I think steam would actually come out of his ears from how angry he is. Someone to do that to his precious little shadow. Sorry again. I don't talk about him very often, though. I'd prefer to keep it that way. I'm sorry I let it slip, but, just a fond memory of mine. I doubt I cross his mind anymore, so you shouldn't be crossing mine. I'm going to leave it at that, okay? Thank you, darling. Now then, let's get on to better topics, shall we? What shall we do first once we land? Tropical island means we should do something tropical. Whatever that may be. Do you have any ideas, darling? The beach does sound nice. I don't think it's the first thing we should do. Do you know that I am not going to be swimming or anything? I'm more of a stay-under-the-umbrella kind of gal. I don't have the most confidence in my body to wear a bikini or anything. So I might have to pass on that. You think you can persuade me? Really? How so? Your praise does do a lot for my body, in more ways than one. Perhaps you could convince me, I suppose. But what else? What would you like to do? Oh? My love. Aside from that, fine. I suppose I can talk about what I would like to do. I would like to indulge in some of the cuisine. It sounds like the food there is quite nice to die for, even. Did you see all the places I was showing you? I linked them to you on TikTok. Oh, or are you skipping all of my TikToks again, darling? You better not be. But there's a lot of seafood restaurants I'd like to try out. I don't often go for seafood. I'm more of a steak and chicken kind of girl. But I mean, we're going to a new location, so I might as well try something new, right? You have our tickets for the hotel, right? Are you sure? Okay, good. Perfect. Well then, I suppose we've got a bit of a game plan set. But, I mean, once we get there, I say we just let fate take the wheel or whatever and think of stuff as we go. I feel like it's more fun that way. Planning and everything is good to keep organized, but sometimes spontaneous decision-making can be very, very fun. Now then, unless you have any other ideas, I'm going to pick us out a movie, and hence up it's going to be a horror. I was thinking The Exorcist, maybe. No? Well, you're no fun. How about The Wolfman? Or maybe that new spider one. It's not exactly new, but in the spider one, there's a spider that gets very big and kills people and stuff. And yeah, it was really creepy. I saw the trailer for it. I forgot what it was called, but I think I saw it on here. What else? I would say the other Exorcist movie, but like the newer one that came out a few years ago. But the movie is complete and utter garbage. I had to sit through all of it, and it was just painful. Absolutely painful. Sorry, I'm getting a little into this because, it was so bad. I sat in a cinema. I got really, really expensive tickets for it because I wanted a comfortable seat because I thought it was going to be good, but no. I only got disappointment, and it was awful and really, really upsetting. But anyways, what was I saying again? Movies, right? You know what? How about we do something risky? Well, this is the first time we've been on a plane together, right? And we tend to be quite daring from time to time, especially when we're in a mood. So I'm thinking we could have our own fun seeing how the majority of this plane is asleep. Come on, darling. Don't get all soft on me now. It's not like we'll get caught. We're good at not getting caught. We're good at being sneaky. Especially me. I won't do it if you really don't want to, but I think it could be quite fun. Plus, I would really like some of your praise right now. Your words have such an impact on me. Make me do the craziest things just to hear them. And after all, you said you had a way to get me into a bikini on that beach, right? What better time to do that than now? my confidence up, prepare me for such a task. You want to see me in a bikini, don't you? Luckily for you, I did actually pack one, just in case. I gave it a try, but they're quite tight, and they make me feel a bit uncomfortable, but if your eyes are on me, I'll feel like the sexiest woman alive. Yes, I hid it because I wanted to make it a surprise for you. I like to surprise you with these things. So, what do you say, my love? You willing to have a bit of fun during these last 6 hours of the flight? Please, darling. Please. Pretty please. 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 Oh, really? You really want to, darling? Really? Good. I'm glad. Are you sure? 100%? I don't want to pressure you into this. Just promise me that you're okay with this. Yes. Good. I'm glad. We never have to do something you don't want to do, darling. I'm going to get down on my knees. Put a blanket over my head, will you? Bye. Now then, allow me to rid you of these confinements. Only half mass. Don't worry, I can help out with that. I'll try not to make too much noise down here, but you have to contain yourself up there. Now then, allow me to help myself. You're squirming an awful lot, darling. Don't tell me this is all you can handle. Being this gentle on you is starting to irk me. I want to gag on your full length. But I must contain myself. I don't want us getting caught now, do I? Lucky there's no one next to us. Hello, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the cabin crew are going to be falling asleep shortly. We'd like to know if you'd need anything beforehand. Okay, wonderful. To let you know, breakfast will be served in 4 hours from now. We will hand out the menus around then, but if there is anything you're allergic to, please do notify us beforehand. And if there is anything you also need in between now and then, I'm sure there will be a few cabin crew around, still awake, because some of them are nocturnal. So please just feel free to go up and talk to them in the little quarters area. But apart from that, I hope you enjoy the rest of your flight and have a wonderful rest of your night. Thank you so much for being on the flight. That was close. Sorry. I couldn't help myself. With such a nice cock in front of me, I can turn into quite the bitch in heat. Think you're ready to do a little more? I'm practically leaking down here. I know it's risky, but I think I might go crazy if I don't feel you inside me. I can be pretty convincing. Do you need me to beg again? I have no problem with that, darling. Good. Just showing my appreciation. Okay. I'll just wrap the blanket around us. I'm simply sitting on your lap, okay? That is all this is. Hopefully we don't get any more distractions. I can't take my pants off fully. Sorry, but you won't be able to hear all the moans that you love so much. I cannot see, so you're going to have to guide me in, okay? Ready? Good. Okay. Okay. Just you hitting the perfect spot in this position. And I'm cursed to not be able to kill her on my chain, Juliet. How cruel. How cruel. Got my bearings back. Let me get off of you before anybody sees me. With the way I am, they'd know we were having sex. Oh, fuck. I'm going to be able to clean myself up in the toilet and use one of my new pairs of panties. Feel it up so much, I can feel it soaking through already. Me a child. Perfect. Right. I'll get up soon. We should watch that movie, though. I seriously think it'll be good. Give me a little time to regain the feeling in my legs. We do still have quite on this ride. So, if you are up for round two, I wouldn't mind. Hello, my darlings. I hope you guys enjoyed this audio. I've been watching, re-watching Vikings lately, and it's re-sparking my heavy interest in Vikings and Norse mythology and so on and so forth. And I'm thinking on doing an audio, a Viking audio. So be on the lookout for that. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be sexy. It's gonna be awesome. It might be lewd. It might be wholesome. Might be one of each. Who knows? But, you know, if you guys are excited, you know, drop some ideas. Oh God, I'm walking right now because I'm standing while I record this. Okay, I had to just cut out that part because I literally just started doing jumping jacks on the spot for some fucking reason. I started exercising. I'm weird. I'm spontaneous. Holy shit, man, I don't know. This was an interesting idea I had in a dream, and I decided to put it out on paper and write it, and then do it, and then boom. Okay. So yeah, again, I hope you guys enjoy it. I don't really know what else to say. If you guys could go to a country, where would it be? That is the question of the day. We are midway through March, And how are you guys feeling? You know, how are you guys doing? Let me know how life has been so far for you guys. Let me know how your year has been. If it's shit, if it's been awful, just know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. You will make it through this. You're amazing. Always remember that you are loved and cherished. Be sure to always take care of yourself and always remind yourself that you are strong and you are fucking amazing. You are unique. You are beautiful. You are great. And I love you so, so fucking much. So never, ever, ever forget that. Okay? Mwah. A little kiss from me. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you'll have a wonderful rest of your days or nights. And until next time, my darlings, have a good night, everyone.